So at breakfast, Roy, we were talking about a number of different things. Healthy homes, which I think is important, but also knowing who is going to be working in your home. And I did not realize that everyone that goes into one of our listeners' homes on behalf of PermaSeal, that PermaSeal sends, is a W-2 employee of PermaSeal. And that's not necessarily the case of the competition out there. And I'm sure, Mike, you come across it, and Lewis, you come across it too. Can you explain?
Yeah, and it's something that most customers are, you know, getting multiple bids, which is a good practice, and sure, things like that, and they're trying to compare and get the best value, things like that. But they don't know what questions to ask or the right information. They just don't. It's not intuitive. So, for instance, you know, who's doing the work? And as you know, and anybody in the trades know, that's really the key. I mean, you could have the best tools, you could have the best process, best products and everything, but the person installing it either is not qualified, well-trained, or doesn't care, that's really the job you're going to be left with. Sure. And warranties, schmorranties, you know, you don't want problems with the job, and you want the best job possible. So it's extremely important to know who's doing the work. Not just the quality and experience and training of the person, but how about the fact that he may or may not be an employee of that company? So I've come to find out recently some of our new competitors, because we're new to the sure insulation business last 2 or 3 years, that a lot of companies don't use their own employees to do the work. They hire, you know, 1099s or outside contractors.
Why should our listeners care?
Well, number one is, when you use an outside contractor, he may or may not have workman's comp. A lot of times they don't. They're independent contractors. They don't need workman's comp because they're self-employed or whatever. So that means you have people working in your home that aren't covered if they were to get, you know, killed or permanently disabled or hurt.
Fall through your ceiling?
That can happen in an attic. It happens, you know, not frequently, but it can obviously happen, and someone could be seriously injured. So what that means is, if he doesn't have workman's comp, and now there's maybe $1 million claim, and the company, contractor, that's not our employee, so he's not covered. And so that means you're going to get sued, okay? And
the homeowner is going to get sued.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, he got hurt in your home. They're going to sue everybody standing around. And if his company doesn't have workman's comp, trust me, the lawyers are going to go after
sure
you anyhow, in addition to the contractor. But the point being is, your homeowner's insurance is not hefty enough to cover you. So they may pay something, but it's not going to cover the true loss. So that means you personally, you know, are at risk there. So this is something people don't think about. They just assume, well, of course, as a company that's been around for years, of course we have workman's comp. But a lot of companies have been around for years rolling the dice, and they don't. So it's something you need to verify.
Everyone that you send out from PermaSeal, the tribal members, as you like to call them, how many employees do you have?
About 209.
209.
Yeah.
Okay, so every one of those employees, and you've got workmen, probably half of that are salespeople, sales professionals, and technicians that do the insulation and raise the concrete and do the basement flood protector and all that stuff, right? So those 100-plus people, employees, tribal members, are W-2 employees covered under PermaSeal's umbrella of workers' comp and insurance?
Yes, all of our employees are covered by workman's comp, even they get hurt in the office or whatever, you know, for our protection as well as theirs. But definitely, you know, people who go inside your home. So it's not just that liability that you're taking that you may not know, but also... I'm sorry.
The liability part of it is what you were talking about at breakfast, and just not knowing the background check of the folks that are coming in your home.
Thank
as well.
You. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You don't know who you're letting in your home.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes that contractor doesn't know who he's sending to your home. And so it could be somebody on work release. It could be somebody who has a side job as a cat burglar. It could be casing your joint. I've worked for companies in the past that, you know, those people are using an opportunity to steal while they're working, right out of the people's homes and things like that. So it sounds like a horror story, but unfortunately, that does go on.
We have Judy wanted to say a few words. Judy, thanks for calling Home Center Chicago. How can we help you?
You betcha, love your program. Just wanted to tell you about the awesome experience I had with Permaseal. I live in an old farmhouse. I'm about 90 miles west of Chicago. About a month ago, we had one of those horrific rains. We've never had water in our basement. We had water in our basement. We had we have a rock foundation rather than, you know, because it's that old of a house. And all of a sudden, something popped and the water was just flooding in. Called Permaseal. They came out. Their crew was awesome. Brian came out and did the inspection, told us what was going to happen. They came out. They put everything around our walls, sealed it up. When they left, I was totally embarrassed because my basement looked better than it ever had. It was clean. We were apologizing for, you know, the dust and the dirt. But anyway, what a great crew. It is so nice and dry down there now that we are actually thinking of maybe making a little rec room down there.
Nice.
Permaseal is fantastic.
Thank you so much, Judy, and I'm so glad you going to enjoy the rest of your life with a dry basement. You lived with a damp basement, you know, which is not normal, Sarah.
But we'll touch on that.
Shots fired.
So you're going to enjoy it, and eventually, when you or your heirs, you know, go to sell the house, they're going to reap the value of having a guaranteed dry basement. So thank you so much for the kind words of our people.
Hey, I think maybe like a couch or a sitting chair with some speakers, so you could enjoy in the basement listening to Homes from Chicago for 3 hours on Saturday.
Hey, what a great idea!
There
well,
we
you
go.
Might want to chip in for a chair down there in Dolores's new basement. All right, well, hang on. Judy, hang on. Thanks for calling. We got to hit a break. We're super late if our past the break a lot of time. Roy, if our listeners want to reach out and get the same service that Judy received, what's the best number and website to reach you at?
Give us a call this morning, 800-421-7325, or go to permaseal.net.